The Department of Environmental Conservation says the blue-green algae looks a lot like spilled paint, but it's far from safe.
If people ingest too much of the water or are exposed to that water, there can be skin reactions, there can be GI tract related illnesses, the kind of symptoms that are associated with nausea, stomach ache, and so on.
That's Scott Kishbaugh, chief of the DEC's Division of Waters and Lake Monitoring. He says not all algae blooms are harmful, but the potential is there nonetheless.
There's some potential risk for swimmers, so we thought based on that information we would provide advisory information to the public about avoiding any exposure to discolored water or these scums that they may see on the surface of the lake. But we also want to make it clear that the bloom does not appear to be a lake-wide phenomenon, and there certainly may be portions of the lake that are clear or otherwise don't have a problem with the bloom.
The DEC says it's currently awaiting results from additional samples collected earlier this week to determine the severity of the toxins. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.